The idea behind the Border Patrol's Streamline program is enforcement of a law that's been on the books since 1952 that authorizes fines and imprisonment for anyone illegally crossing over the border into the United States. Since the program started in Del Rio, Texas, in December 2005, there's been a 67% reduction in illegal alien apprehensions there. The program started in the Yuma, Arizona sector just 10 months ago and has resulted in a 70% drop in apprehensions there. Some immigration experts have taken a skeptical view of the program, noting that there's been a reduction in immigration during this period because of the slowdown in U.S. house construction, which employs many immigrants, and that those who do enter illegally are probably avoiding the stricter enforcement areas and entering elsewhere. But the Border Patrol began implementing the program in the Laredo, Texas sector this week with hopes of seeing similar success there. Carlos Carrillo, Border Patrol's sector chief for Laredo, says biometric data and fingerprints taken from illegal aliens detained under the Streamline program show that very few of them are returning through different sectors.
The recidivism rate for those aliens that have been prosecuted under the Streamline operation nationwide is less than 2%.
He says the drop in illegal border crossings has been so dramatic in areas that have implemented the Streamline Zero Tolerance program that its success is hard to dispute. Carrillo says the old method of processing and sending captured illegal aliens back across the border was ineffective, partly because many immigrants did not take it seriously. Now, he says, they will face jail time and a ban from obtaining a legal visa for up to 20 years if they persist in entering the United States illegally, something Carrillo says could imperil many immigrants from participating in any guest worker program the U.S. government creates in the years ahead.
Once you are barred from reapplying for a visa to enter the United States, you no longer qualify for any programs that might come in the future.
Carlos Carrillo says this program has also helped discourage people from crossing the border in dangerous zones where they could perish from dehydration or exposure.
Since they started this program, Streamline, in Del Rio sector, they have reduced the number of alien deaths by 50%. As a matter of fact, they ended this year with only 18 alien deaths. And I say only 18, because if you compare that to the Laredo sector, which hasn't had this program, and we just started it a couple of days ago, we reported 52 alien deaths for the same time period.
In its initial phase, the Streamline program in the Laredo sector is being targeted at the city of Laredo and nearby areas, but it will eventually be expanded to the entire 273-kilometer Laredo sector border corridor. Immigration officials in Washington are also keeping a close eye on the program, studying the possibility of implementing it on the entire U.S.-Mexico border. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.